Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Dearing. Before the break, we heard from Congresswoman Lori Trahan on the effort to save the Lowell Spinners. The team was one of 42 minor league baseball teams who Major League Baseball proposed cutting ties with in a plan that was leaked last fall. Major League Baseball disputes the accuracy of the leaked document. Radio Boston spoke just a bit ago with Dave Heller, the Lowell Spinners owner, and he began by talking about the team's future.
Right now, today, we exist. We're playing in 2020. There's no scenario under which we're not playing in 2020. And like all 160 minor league teams, we're waiting to see what kind of agreement gets done between Major League Baseball and minor league baseball. And that will determine the future of each of the 160 clubs.
Is there some speculation out there what that agreement is likely to be?
Oh, there's a lot of speculation, and a lot of people have a lot of different ideas. Major League Baseball, right, they proposed cutting 42 teams. They wanted to go from 160 teams down to 120 and then bring in two independent teams, so that's how you get to 42. But that's just their opening proposal in a negotiation that has to be agreed to by both sides.
Do you think that's what it was? Do you think it was a salvo of sorts to start a negotiation process, that
list?
Yes,
I do.
Now, the Globe is reporting from an industry source that, quote, current thinking from Major League Baseball is that it would retain Lowell as a full-season single-A affiliate, but maybe not affiliated with the Red Sox.
Yes.
Have you heard anything about that, and how do you feel about that?
Well, I've read what you've read, right? How do I feel about that? I certainly like the fact that we've gone from we're on the contraction list and we're going to be wiped out under Major League Baseball's initial proposal to now they're still looking at 120 teams. They haven't increased the number of teams, but they've rejiggered it and looked at the situation and apparently heard all the things that we've been saying that Lowell ought to exist. Lowell has a great ballpark. Lowell's a great community. We have tremendous support. We have a great relationship with the Red Sox. We have a wonderful history. We're a well-run club. By any metric, we ought to exist. And apparently Major League Baseball has gotten that word. And so that's encouraging. Like I certainly think we're in a better place today than we were a month or two ago.
So would not being affiliated with the Red Sox be a deal breaker for you or for the city or not?
Well, I don't know about a deal breaker, right? That Major League Baseball has never guaranteed anybody's affiliation with any one team, right? Major League Baseball says, we guarantee you the affiliation with someone. It's up to you to put that relationship together. And, you know, what we would do under that scenario is we would reach out to the Red Sox, whom we have a great relationship with and a long storied history with, and try to make sure that we were meeting all of their needs and basically give them a godfather offer, right? An offer they can't refuse. Why would they want to go anywhere other than Lowell?
So for listeners who may not follow baseball as closely as you do,
yes,
or even as closely as I do, how should people understand the relationship between a team like the Lowell Spinners and a Major League Baseball team like a Boston Red Sox or, I don't know, something across the country,
right?
St. Louis Cardinals?
Sure. So there are 30 major league teams, right? And there are five levels of minor league baseball right now. And each team has one affiliate at each level, right? So 30 times 5 is 150. And then there's an additional level, the rookie level, that the Appalachian League plays in, and they have 10 more teams. That's how you get to 160 teams right now. Major League Baseball's proposal was, hey, we don't need five or even six teams. We only need four. So let's wipe out a level and these other 10 teams, and let's go with 120. And minor league baseball has said, no, that's not really fair to these communities, and these teams do a lot of good, and you need to develop players. We should be allowed to continue to exist.
And just for listeners to understand, there is a difference between minor league baseball and major league baseball. They're not the same organization, and they are the two parties that are in negotiation.
That's exactly correct.
And how would you feel if some other team dropped off the baseball planet instead of the Lowell Spinners. You said, you know, still 120 on the list,
yes.
But now you're not on the 42, which would mean someone else is.
Well, we certainly don't want to see anybody go, right?
Why? Why? I mean, if there's that many teams, why is it so bad if some other team goes?
Because I really believe that minor league baseball is a key way for how we grow the game of baseball. Major League Baseball has been bleeding attendance over the past few years. And minor league baseball's attendance, almost 42 million people last year. That's a lot of people.
How come? How come minor league baseball is so strong in communities?
Because it's affordable, fun, family-friendly entertainment in a way that major league baseball isn't. And there's a warmth and an intimacy there that you just can't replicate in a major league park. You see little kids line up before the game, and they get to meet these players, and they get their autographs, and they get their picture taken with them, and they get a bat signed. And those guys, those players, in some cases, they move all the way up to Fenway. Jackie Bradley Jr., Andrew Benintendi, Mookie Betts, the entire Red Sox starting outfield, they all started with the Lowell Spinners. And we're proud of that.
So one of the things that intrigues me about baseball in New England, mm-hmm. we're New England. We have one pro team.
Yes.
We have long winters.
Yes.
We don't have a big state school system
yes.
at the college level, et cetera. And yet, we feel so baseball.
Yes.
So what does our region contribute to the game?
Oh, listen, I think the Red Sox Nation is unlike any other fan base in the country. Even at our level, even at the Lowell Spinners level. I own four minor league teams. People will come to our other games in my other parks, and they'll come for five innings, six innings, have a good time, and then they'll leave. But in Lowell, they're baseball fans, and they stay to the end. They stay for nine full innings. And when there's a walk-off double to win a game in the bottom of the ninth, that place is still full, and those fans erupt like crazy.
So what would Lowell lose if it lost the Lowell Spinners?
Oh. You're talking about an organization that, in terms of its economy, over the past few years, we've spent literally millions of dollars with local vendors. In a city of 100,000 people, how do you replace that? We employ nearly 200 people between full-time, part-time, game day people. If Congresswoman Trahan, who is one of our strongest advocates, if she were to persuade a company that had 50 jobs, 50 employees to move into Lowell, right? She'd be having a press conference and bathing in applause as well she ought to, right? That's a big deal to bring 50 jobs to Lowell. So the idea that all of a sudden 175 or 200 jobs could just, boom, go out the door, that's scary for Lowell. You know, that doesn't even begin to talk about the philanthropic impact of the Spinners.
So I hear that urgency, and I understand as an owner you have a sense of urgency for yourself, for the team as well. You did say that attendance...
For our fans, mostly.
You did say that attendance in Major League Baseball has waned,
yes.
let's say.
Yes.
So, you know, it is understandable that the league might say we can't keep doing things the way that we've been doing them. Is there some outcome that you would find acceptable that recognizes the realities of Major League Baseball as well as the realities of this unique space in a community that a team like the Spinners occupies? You own four teams, so we're not just talking about the Spinners here as
Correct.
An owner.
Correct.
What's the outcome that gets everybody where they need to be in
well,
your mind?
Well, so let's address the premise of your question first, right? What you said was, hey, you acknowledge that attendance is down, so maybe the economic realities are such that Major League Baseball can't afford to support minor league baseball.
That is what I said.
Right. But here's the real reality, that while attendance is down, Major League Baseball just signed a $1 billion apparel deal with Nike to put the swoosh on the jerseys, right? That's on top of their multi-billion dollar broadcasting contracts and everything else.
And they did have their most profitable year last year. As
Correct,
Major
before
Baseball.
Those deals, right? So Major League Baseball is making more money as a whole than it ever has before, even as its fan base gets narrower. Or at least the fan base that attends games. So I don't know that I agree with the premise that we minor league baseball need to make cuts. Think about this. The New York Yankees last year made $700 million gross, right? It cost a major league team about $350,000 to operate a minor league team, like the Lowell Spinners, right? So we're talking about, as Bernie Sanders might say, we're talking about one half of one tenth of 1% of a major league team's gross income. One half of one tenth of 1%. Do you know what the Spinners spend one half of one tenth of 1% of our gross revenues on?
You're going to tell me.
Toilet paper.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so that gives good perspective. So yesterday, big community meeting in Lowell.
Yes.
Congresswoman Trahan, who you know we're speaking with
yes.
today, was there to save the Spinners.
Yes.
What's coming out of that meeting? What happens now?
So what's coming out of that meeting is Major League Baseball, as evidenced by the Globe article, right, is saying, hey, maybe we move too quickly with regard to Lowell. Maybe we need to look again at Lowell because there really is something special happening there. And that's what we hope for.
In your last, 10 seconds, what's your message to fans of the Lowell Spinners?
Please come to our games. This year, more than ever, it is so important that we show Major League Baseball that we have the support of our fan base. Our tickets are only $4. Come to Little Asher Park. Have a great time. Enjoy good food, cheap beer, and the chance to meet the future stars of tomorrow in Little Asher Park today.
That is Dave Heller, president and CEO of Main Street Baseball and the Lowell Spinners, Boston Red Sox short season A affiliate. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Nice to be with you.
And Radio Boston reached out to Major League Baseball as well today. They sent us a statement which reads in part, quote, MLB fully recognizes the importance of professional baseball to communities throughout the United States without a major league team. And as our national pastime appreciates the support of the tens of millions of fans in our country. And later, quote, we remain confident that solutions can be reached that satisfy the interests of all stakeholders. You'll find the full statement on our website, radioboston.org. I'm Tiziana Deering. Stay tuned. There's more ahead. This is Radio Boston.